We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Where Does My Shadow Go? It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will use our imaginations and think of a place where my shadow could go at night. Let's begin the shadow show now. Where does my shadow go? I spend all day with my shadow. It tags along everywhere I go, but I don't mind. When it's time to go to sleep, I say, "Good night, shadow," and then I turn out the light. But where does my shadow go? It looks like it just disappears. Or perhaps my shadow goes to sleep just like me. But I like to imagine my shadow quietly tiptoeing out of the room and going to a secret place where only shadows know. There could be shadows from all around the neighborhood gathering together for a shadow celebration. There would be special art exhibits like shadow boxes that are decorated with sparkling stardust. I bet my shadow would love that. Maybe it will sit down and pose for a silhouette portrait drawing. Hey, it kind of looks like me. What if there was an exciting shadow puppet show? The outline of a bird would fly across the stage. And shadow hand puppets could talk to each other. That would be great fun.
I love you, Shadow Bunny.
I love you, Shadow Kitty.
Let's get married and have a bunny moon.
That sounds perfect.
After the puppet show, all of the shadows could meet up in a circle and have a shadow dance. Would hold hands and whirl and twirl. My shadow loves to skip and jump, just like me. I wonder if the shadow show is where my shadow likes to go.
Where does my shadow go? Place where shadows know. They gather for a shadow show and dance beneath the midnight glow. Shadow show, shadow show.
I think that might be the perfect place for my shadow to go at night. I'll have to ask my shadow all about it when I wake up and see it in the morning. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase original children's books, go to storyspectacular.com. Did you enjoy tonight's episode? Don't miss a single Sleepy Time tale. Subscribe to Story Spectacular on Apple Podcasts. While you're there, you can leave a rating and review. This helps our show climb the charts so that others can discover Sleepy Time tales too.
Sleepy Time.